And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. In studio with me, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Lyle Butler. Lyle, let's just finish up these business openings.
Sure, so, real quick, we'll go through these. Probably one of the things that's been the most interesting that we've had a lot of calls at the Chamber about is that where Motel 6 was, and they tore it down, and there's this orange kind of building going up there, and everybody's going, what is that? What is that? We've mentioned it before, but we still get calls on it. It's a franchise called Tommy's Car Wash, and that's at 510 Tuttle Creek. And if people go to the Kansas City area, there's several Tommy's Car Washes in the Kansas City area. I have not been to one, but that is under construction. I don't have a time frame when that opens, but we get a lot of phone calls on that. What is that building? So it's Tommy's Car Wash. Over on West Anderson, that's where corner of West Anderson or corner of Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue development. There's a 23-acre mixed use. There's some housing and duplexes going up there. Shop Quick is I don't have a timetable. They're supposed to open before the end of the year, so that's one commercial facility that's going into that mixed use development. ESB Financial in 2019, they're going to start construction on their west side location bank. They have a facility on the east side, so they're going to be at Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue. Wildcat Creek Fitness at 800 Annenberg Circle is adding a second building and a challenge course out at their facility. We've got a course, and I think this was before you did the interview. I think Brady did this, but had Ward Morgan on talking about his car museum.
Yes.
Which is an exciting project that will bring people to our community. And, of course, local people can enjoy it, but car buffs from all over will come to this because it's going to be a great museum. They're saying now, because it got delayed a little bit, obviously, with the flooding in that area, but now they're talking about a February maybe time frame that might finally open. They're going to have some event space in there so people can have meetings and also have the ability to take a closer look at their car museum. Also on the west side, Wendy sat there after their fire and nothing happened, and people were real concerned that that was going away. And people that are on the west side of town can see that Wendy's is rebuilding and remodeling. Don't have a time frame on opening, but my guess is it's going to be well before the end of 2018. They got a crew in there that's I've seen even working on the weekends, so they're really trying to get that Wendy's reopened fairly quickly. In the West Loop area, a couple of other things. Prairie Salt Therapy is going to go into the West Loop area, and Salon One's going to do an expansion. The Manhattan Public Library is working a little bit, doing some things on their second floor. So, and Schwab Eaton, which got flooded out, is going to a temporary location at the Dam Road by Benchmark Construction, and that's just a temporary location. And, of course, something that a lot of people that love Dave's Famous Barbecue, that closed. And we will add closings to our list as well, because we've had some listeners say, you always talk about the great things, but we do have businesses that close. And I don't know why Dave's closed. We were never given an official bit of information. I know that they did close other Dave's Famous Barbecues around the country, a few the same day they closed Manhattan. So what the future of that building is, we have had no inside information to it yet.
And now that we're through that, I think it might be we're just about 2 minutes left. We might want to get into a little bit on your directors, on the search for the new CEO.
Right. Yeah, people, I am not directly involved in my replacement, but the Chamber Board of Directors hired a firm called Waverly Partners, which searches both, they're going to searching locally, regionally, and nationally for my replacement. My last day is February 28th, after about 18 and a half years as the Chamber President and CEO. So we want to just let the public know that that there is a search committee that the Chamber formed, made up of a wide variety of businesses and age groups and et cetera. And they are going to be doing the work right now. They're just the firm is taking applications. And then beginning in November, they're going to bring to the search committee 10 finalists. and the search committee working with Waverly Partners will narrow that down, and they're hopeful sometime around the end of November, 1st of December, they'll be bringing some candidates forward, three or four. And then the goal is to make an announcement around the first of the year, maybe a little bit before that, but around the first of the year, and have the person, whoever that is, whether it's local, regional, or national, that they'll have a chance to work with me for a couple of weeks, and so that we can have a very, very smooth transition at the Manhattan Chamber. And so if anybody locally knows of anybody or they have an interest, there's a couple of ways. They can contact the chamber and ask for Brenda Hofler, who's our director of operations. If they know of somebody, they can go to our chamber website, which is www.manhattan.org, and go to the chamber membership side, and there's a contact information you can get, or you can call the chamber, and we'll give you Waverly Partners where people can call direct.
All right. Lyle, thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here. I always enjoy coming in. Four more. And I said that on my last one, it'll be Lyle Butler 2.0.
Okay.
All right.
And I remember Brady did say maybe about getting you on a hot seat.
Right.
Brady's not here, but I'm willing to bring that back
okay.
for one episode.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks again. If you've missed any of this episode or you just want to check out the whole thing, newsradiokman.com. It'll be there archived in the on-demand section. Scroll down and look for In Focus. See you Friday.
It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. CBS News comes next.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. K-M-A-N, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve K.